And we have one more anniversary today, this one in New York City, where clubs can come and go in the blink of an eye. But one has been in the same dingy basement on 7th Avenue for 75 years, the legendary Village Vanguard, a jazz club known around the world. The Vanguard's website says that tonight is the actual anniversary, but the club is celebrating all week. Lara Pellegrinelli descended its famous stairs, and she has this report.
Ask Lorraine Gordon, the Village Vanguard's impresaria, about the secret to the club's longevity. She'll give you a direct answer.
It's not fancy. It's not pretentious. It doesn't serve food. It doesn't take credit cards. It doesn't allow cell phones or cameras. It doesn't do a lot of things, but it does give good music.
The wedge-shaped room, which only seats 123 people, boasts more than just good music.
Good sound. Beautiful sound.
Drummer Paul Motion made his first Vanguard appearance with the Bill Evans Trio in 1957.
You can hear everything. You hear yourself better. You hear the other musicians better. And it's totally acoustic.
Of the more than 100 albums recorded at the club, Motion appears on 8 of them, including the Evans classic, Sunday at the Village Vanguard. The Vanguard didn't start out to become one of the premier jazz clubs in the world. Lorraine Gordon's late husband, Max, actually opened the Vanguard in 1934 on nearby Charles Street. The Lithuanian immigrant, who'd been raised in Oregon, told filmmaker Bruce Ricker that his parents dreamed he'd be a lawyer.
But I didn't want to be a lawyer. Nevertheless, in order for me to come to New York to get away from home, I had to matriculate at Columbia, which I did. I just went through the motions of matriculating. I knew I was going to leave soon.
To hang out in Greenwich Village.
He was a bohemian. He loved writing. He hung around the village, and poetry was a thing, and he hung out with poets in some big cafeteria that was in the neighborhood. Finally, he decided to open a place, but it wasn't a place of business, he thought. It was just a place to get the poets down so he could sit and listen to them.
But he couldn't get a cabaret license to do that because the Charles Street location only had one toilet. In fact, the first time authorities came to bust him, Gordon reportedly said, "But this isn't entertainment, it's poetry."
Poem to a rose. Red rose. The crude, flat revelry has died, and now with petals loose, you lie beside the girl, the bottle on the windowsill, the snore, the crumpled $20 bill.
Literary types like Max Bodenheim helped establish the club, but a group of unknowns called the Reviewers put it on the map after it moved to 7th Avenue in 1935. The Reviewers included actress and comedian Judy Holliday and the songwriting duo of Betty Comden and Adolph Green.
I find to my surprise that I would give my last penny to be the lifelong slave and spitten image of Sonia Henny.
Oh, it's mutiny!
I want to be fluffy, I want to be blonde. My cheeks must be puffy, I want an ice pond. I want to go skating about on a rink. I want the slightly spend, I want to wear pink.
The slate of performers who followed includes Lenny Bruce, Miriam Makeba, Pete Seeger, Woody Allen, Harry Belafonte, and Barbara Streisand. Max Gordon only turned his attention to jazz when television began to drain his talent pool in the 1950s.
Come to get your jazz. Come to get your jazz.
The basement room is steeped in jazz history. Black and white photos of musicians who played there line the walls. Coltrane, Mingus, Miles, Roland Kirk, the Heath Brothers.
It's just an honor and a privilege to even be here and play, you know, and see those guys on the wall and be like, wow, I'm playing here. Tommy Flanagan just played this piano. Barry Harris just played this piano, you know, so it's amazing.
Pianist Robert Glasper has worked with Mos Def, Kanye West, and Maxwell, but says the Vanguard is his favorite place to play.
I feel like the spirit of a lot of the musicians who have passed away are still here, and they're agreeing with us, and they're like, yes, keep it alive.
Glasper is one of the many newcomers the club books to do just that, and they're happy to play there, even if they can't get a bite to eat. For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in New York.